Hello, Triple M.
Hello, Moffy, Paul Williams at Arawarra. How are you?
Paul, I'm well. How are you, mate?
All right. I just heard you on the radio. Well done. Thanks for taking up the cause.
No worries, mate.
About the road repairs and upgrade. The other thing we didn't discuss was that the marine rescue's out here, and they had grants from the state government, and yet they still want to charge us half the rates for that.
So where's that money going then?
It's gone towards it, but it didn't pay all of it. The council had to pay the rest. So, as I say, the people in King Street, long-suffering, yes, because they've paid their own. We've done our own drainage and as you were saying before, you hung up, mowed the lawns and all that sort of stuff. For 30-odd years, most of the people out here, and we're here in retirement.
Mm.
We're not here with income coming in anymore. We've just lost a considerable whack out of our super. And then they want to hit us with another $3,500 or $2,500 per household.
And mate, this is the thing that they're saying, that, you know, if they don't have the money, well, we can set up a hardship thing. I mean, that's fine. But, I mean, do you need to have the curbs and guttering there?
The drainage would have been a clear up of the drainage was all we required. The only reason the road was extended and widened is to suit the 12-metre tractor that has to come down and get launched at the boat ramp. When they had another option up the straightaway, which already had a large road, they put it out here in our little cul-de-sac road at the corner, and were forced to extend the road to suit that tractor and trailer. The tractor and boat is 20 metres in length, or 19.5 metres in length.
And so, mate, so all of this work is all, am I right, as a result of the marine rescue going down there?
Yes. And we did get, we got guttering, but we got no footpaths, and we got drainage. But we never expected to get dry paths, but they're not here anyway.
What's been
and that includes the car park out the front, a huge car park that they're redoing up and everything as well.
So what's been the what's been the response that you've had from the council?
Deaf ears. We decided that we're all trying to get on, so we decided to go through as a meeting of all the people on the headland to go through one person, so they weren't responding to dozens of calls.
Yeah.
And Adam Berry and his wife Becky did a really good job representing us and calling other meetings so we could have ongoing talks and hopefully catch up to Goomish Singh and the rest, who unfortunately failed to arrive.
Yep.
And no one was getting any responses. And then Adam got a notice to get the movie's Bluestone mailbox from behind the power pole and take it further up his property because they were encroaching on there. But it was right next to a power pole.
Mm.
Power pole's not moving.
Yeah.
It just seemed like a little bit of victimisation. That was all, Muffy.
All right, mate. Well, look, we'll keep seeing what we can do with it, mate. And I don't know what else we can do.
No, you've done well thus far, but I'd just like to... Yeah, you seem to have the ear of the mayor, and she might listen to our input that we've put, and it's all in writing through Adam Berry's emails and everything like that.
Mate, we'll see how if we can do some more for you.
Good on you, Moffy. Thanks very much.
Good on you, Paul. Bye, mate.
Cheers, mate. Ta-da.